This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Christmas is a season that brings up emotions. Fear is not something we associate with the mood of celebration. Let us this week consider the people in the Christmas narrative, the fears they experienced and how they dealt with it. Today, we'll deal with fear and the righteous person, dealing with hazy fears. Our scripture for today would be from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Joseph was a righteous man. If he expected things to go well for him, it was normal, and things were going well. His career was taking off. He was engaged to a young woman and looking forward to a normal family life. Normal is safe. Normal is expected. Normal is when we have control. Normal is what we are not afraid of. Gentleman Joseph was hit by a thunderbolt. His fiancée was pregnant. This wasn't normal at all. As he weighed his options, he also chose to count the cost of all that this meant, not just for himself, but for Mary as well. As he grappled with his strained situation, unknown to himself, fear of what was not normal had encroached his being. Joseph's spirit was in tune with all that scripture taught about the God he worshipped. He also knew and desired to follow the law which was cardinal to every Jew. The battle for Joseph was between a gentle spirit and a disciplined mind. Divorcing Mary quietly was the midway. He would minimize the damage to both their reputations and yet adhere to the requirements of the law. Joseph had taken this commendable decision in the clouds of fear. Fear of facing what was not normal. But the call of a righteous God to his righteous people is not to a life of what the world calls normal. Matthew says, after he had considered this, God intervened through an angel, telling Joseph in a dream, "Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife." God draws back the curtain and lets Joseph in on the unknown that was perhaps bothering Joseph the most. Who was the father of Mary's child? Before he can heave a sigh, the angel has instructions for him, and then the silence of his sleep. Joseph's normal life changed forever when he woke up to obey those instructions. News would leak of Mary's pregnancy. He would be doing what no normal man would have done. Definitely not a Jew whose disdain for women equated her to Gentiles and slaves. But Joseph stepped out of the haze of his fears to keep step with God. Are you facing something that threatens to change your known, normal, I'm in control world? Are you entering this Christmas season with a wish for a normal life, a normal job, a normal home, just a normal Christmas? Or perhaps you're looking at others, looking at the world and asking, as perhaps Joseph did in those days, why do bad things happen to good people? God is asking you to look at Joseph. Rocked out of normalcy, set up to be a laughingstock, he stepped out of his hazy fear onto the troubled road of obedience. Would you stop to consider how the willingness of a nondescript carpenter to step out of hazy fears put him near the centerpiece of God's cosmic restoration puzzle of an out-of-shape world? Would you release your hazy fears of the not normal, of the out-of-my-control situations, and fall in step with what God is asking you to do? Whether it is to act in faith or accept by faith, just keep step with the Spirit of God. Your everyday nondescript existence, with its unending stream of challenges, could be fitting into God's big plan for your life and in His grand story of salvation for the whole world. That first Christmas, the good news to a righteous carpenter was, don't be afraid of hazy fears. Because God's cosmic plan of salvation is set in motion, the good news this Christmas is still the same. Do not fear, righteous person. God is fitting you into His beautiful plan.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 +91 625 2164 +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.